You're listening to Trot the Egging, hosted by John Hetherington, working with Widnes Rugby Union Football Club, sponsored by Boydells. This week's rugby story is that of a Widnes-born legend who played the game tough and with tons of flair. Starting his rugby career with Our Ladies, he then went on to play for the Derby, which became Sims Cross. Widnes Rugby League made the smart move to sign him, and he didn't take long to establish himself as a regular, which led to a big money move to St Helens. He went on to have a great spell with Saints, winning the Challenge Cup, Lance Todd, Harry Sunderland and Man of Steel. He earned the right to a testimonial while at Saints. He went on to play for Cardiff Rugby League and Salford. He was a mainstay of the England and Great Britain sides that toured Australia, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea and France. He is a World Cup winner and an absolute gentleman. Ladies and gents, Mr. George Nichols.
Follow, like, share, subscribe and endorse us via Facebook, Trot the Egging, Twitter, @TrotTheEgging/@JohnHeth, Instagram, @Trot_D_Egg_In, YouTube, Trot the Egging, LinkedIn, John Hetherington, and Spotify, Trot the Egging.
Oh, George, how are you doing, mate? Okay.
Yeah, fine at the moment, thankfully.
Where was home for you as a kid, and what did home look like for you?
Well, I was across, born right down in St Cross area, Widnes, obviously, and Travis Street. Two elder brothers at first in the house, terrace house in Travis Street, St Cross. So, obviously, we had a big family in the end. It was so six, seven brothers and one sister.
Right.
So the youngest of us all.
Was she? So do you reckon that's where the competition come from, with you and your brothers?
Not really. No, not between us. My elder brother, old Tommy, he played. He'd be along, sort of played amateur from the start, as you do. And he played. And he was the same, about 5 years older than me, Tommy. And then our John was in between. And they played amateurs ahead of me, type of thing, school. Then under 17s, under 19s, as you went on, progress. Tommy, the elder one, he was at that time, he still had to go in the army. You know, he was just before they finished with taking them, conscription type of thing, obviously.
Yeah.
And then he played local amateur in Widnes, and Widnes wanted to sign him at the time. Because he was a fair player, I believe. Well, I think I would say a few years younger watching him.
Yeah.
Widnes wanted to sign him, but he was drafted away with the army then to Kenya. I went out there for over 18 months, over 2 years he was in the army. He was over 18 months out there.
Right.
So he didn't sign for Widnes for you there, because it was all done and dusted. He was gone and gone within a week or two before signing. He was off to Kenya, but he played and represented the army out there.
Yeah.
And when he came back out of the army after his national service, as it was, came home, and he went back down to Widnes, so they'd asked him to go down, and they different setup at the time. A different coach was there. Joe Egan was there at the time then, and he sort of said to him, well, when you get fit, he knew he'd been there before he went away, which was been just over 18 months he was away. He said, well, so if you go and get fit and come back, he said, and we'll have a look at you.
Right.
Which he didn't feel happy with, because he'd been playing for the army and playing here and there over him when he was in Kenya, representing the army.
Yeah.
And he had mates of his who was playing down at Liverpool City, as was at the time.
Right.
Like so Will Funts and Colin Parker and all these people, all from Widnes.
Yeah.
So he went and joined them playing down at Liverpool City himself. Right. You know?
Yeah, yeah. So what did school look like for you? Was there any rugby involved at school and stuff?
Well, I played actually. It's funny, you see, in St Mary's, which was our junior school.
Yeah.
It was all under 11s. That was the age you played to. Right. I used to train in the schoolyard, taking pass in the schoolyard. And then we played. And I played a few games there, because you didn't have many throughout the season. It was We just played like Simps Cross and Farnworth School, and I think they was the only three that we played like with rugby league. And so I did have played in the under 11s, as it was obviously 11 years 18, and that was like the school I played for obviously. And then after that, we were there at St Mary's and that, so we were 13. So going to secondary school, which was Fisher Moor. But it wasn't completed, the school. It was sort of, they were only half built, Fisher Moor. And the likes of St Mary's School and St Bede's, we didn't go till we were 13 at that time, because, as you could say, the school was half finished. And St Patrick's and St Michael's, who were smaller in earlier, they went to the 11 years of age, but because they would accommodate us in the Mary's and the Bede's still at the school. It was like 13 until the school was completed. 2 years later, they were going at 11 years of age. But when I went when I was 13, as I said, to Fisher Moor. And so we started off, as you say, with the PE and everything, with the in the gym with the teachers, Peter Quinn and that. And we played rugby, and then obviously the school team played me for Fisher Moor. But I think I got a bit lazy with a couple of us, and we ended up just playing when we had to have games. And on seems on the days we were supposed to be playing rugby, some of us was hiding and blowing up balls in the room, in the storeroom and things, ready for all the lads who was, but we played, but I didn't really represent the school, as I said. I didn't got a bit lazy at the time for a bit. I just didn't seem to, not that I didn't want to play it. We got away without having to do it in the Fisher Moor at the time.
Any corporal
So,
be George?
well, it was after I left school then. But I wasn't, as it happened, I wasn't able to play for a couple of years after, because I started work when I was 15 in Widnes Bus Garage. And I was working with the fitters. That's what I wanted to be. I wanted to go into a mechanic fitter, like, diesel fitter anyway. And I was working with one of the fitters there for a spell, like maybe about 12 months really. But he was committed mostly to doing brakes and lifting springs and all this. And the trouble was, wasn't very big really when I left school. And after about, I think it was about 8, 9 months or so of doing it, 10 months, and I took ill, and my stomach, pains in my stomach, and didn't know what was up with me at all, like, and ended up with the doctors, and well, I ended up in the emergency. I collapsed, and they ended up in hospital in emergency, and my stomach, from all accounts, had twisted because of lifting heavy weights and things in the.
But you was now only how old were you?
I was
Sixteen.
16 at the time. I just
Was it?
turned 16. Yeah, so they ended up in hospital, had one operation, and but I got in as an emergency, and because, as I say, I was in pain with my stomach, and it was done in it later on in the evening. It was wasn't a consultant; it was one of the registrar doctors who'd done it. So he did the operation, and I was there in the hospital in Weston. And after probably a week or so, it didn't seem that I was getting much better. There was still something wrong. But the consultant, I always remember Mr. Little Italian man, can't think of his name at the moment. But anyway, he was the consultant who was overseeing the registrar who'd done my operation. And he could see that he must have x-rayed and knew that there was something still wrong. Mr. Martini, his name was, had just come to me. And I remember him coming to me and saying this, like, he said, "Look," the audiologist said, "we want to have another operation," he said, "but I'll be doing it this time, and I'll make sure you're right," he said, because obviously he was concerned. And because, as I said previous to that, but When I did collapse in Mary's club, I was playing snooker, I was only 16, and I ended up the December de Priest. Yeah, I was anointed in there.
Yeah.
And then again in hospital after the second operation, I mean, we didn't need to be Catholic, and
Yeah.
they thought I mightn't have come through.
Right.
But fortunately, everything come good. I was in
Yeah.
hospital for quite a few weeks.
Must have been scary, John.
Well, for me, I didn't realise what was happening. You know, I was
Okay.
only 16 at the time, and you just thought, oh, and when he said everything should be fine now, you thought, oh, that's all right then, you
Yeah.
know. And the way it was, and obviously, I came home then, but he'd recommended the doctors that I didn't go back doing heavy work.
Yeah.
They had to quite a, you know, just quite a few months type of thing. And well, the lights had gone back to the bus garage, but they didn't recommend it really to do what I was doing. So I started working witness in Simpson's factory, which they used to have at the back of the shoe shop, with a few younger fellas like myself, and we was on machines doing repairs to shoes. We didn't do that, and we were there on using machines to. But so I was in there for a while. Then from there, I got a bit fed up with it after a while, because it was my wife in there actually more, and she was working across the road in a relations shop when she just left school for a while.
Right.
And then she came to work over there, and they offered her a job, but that was how I met my wife, Maureen, obviously.
Meant to be, mate, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yes, I was 17, she was 15, you know, at the time.
Yeah.
And anyway, I went onto the power station then. And so then I wanted to take up the rugby again after a year or two when I was feeling all right.
Yeah.
And started playing with Our Ladies first when I was 17.
Right. Well, did they have a club side? Did they?
Yeah, Our Ladies under Peter Stapleton, under
Yeah.
John Stapleton, his son, him, and they're on it. It was Our Ladies Youth Club had come from.
Right.
And there's a few different lads who played at Witness at the time, you know.
Yeah.
So we went from there.
Was you worried when you went back, you know, because of how serious it had been?
Well, I wasn't like, because it was like over a year. It was probably best of 2 years, because as
Okay.
I said, I hadn't really done anything. I was 17, and that happened when I was like 16.
Yeah.
But I hadn't played from when I was 15 to 16, really, after I'd come out of school.
Yeah.
And then it was like I say, I was 17 then, and I wanted to get back into having the game and things. And
Yeah.
so that's when I joined Our Ladies under 17s, and I was with them for the season, 2 seasons we went into. And then after that, started playing open age with the Derby Arms, which was come from Sims Cross. It was the We were all sort of Sims Cross people. An uncle of mine, he started the Derby Arms
Yeah.
at that time, and we were all local lads, really. And there was a good combination, because there was a lot of us who signed for Widnes as well. John Marr, Paul MacDonald, Molly Farmer, Joe Walsh come from junior football. We were all similar age about at the time.
Yeah.
18, 19, when
Okay.
we went into the open age, and they signed, there's two or three signed for Widnes, like myself, Molly Farmer, as I say,
Yeah.
Johnny Marr, Paul Mack.
Because from 17 to open age is a big jump in it, mate. Yeah.
And then we had quite a few, like as I say, my uncle, Jack Graham, Shamie Hume, they were like in the late 20s, which there was like, playing, and they were looking after four
Yeah.
or five of us who were all younger ones. And
Right.
so it was a good team it was, and sort of only ran for a few years, because it was refinished. And then when Simms Cross started after that, then
Right.
it was more or less the same, you know, the same area. It was all from the Derby Arms, was all Simms Cross lads
Yeah.
playing there.
So how did the chat come about to sign for Witness?
Well, I was playing with the Derby at the time then, and
Yeah.
I'd been approached by a couple of other clubs. Warrington had approached me and Salford, but as I wanted to do, so I just wanted to play for Widnes.
Yeah.
And I didn't know things what it was happening at the time. It was still open, obviously, but Joe Egan had took over as coach at the time as well. That was, and anyway, the scouts wanted me because they were local people, and Joe Egan, not calling him, he was bringing people from Wigan. He was a Wigan
Yeah.
Joe, a
Right.
good player and coach at his time.
Yeah.
So he said to me, because he knew they thought, well, I'm going to go to Warrington or somewhere at the time. So he said to me, we want you to have trials. You know, this was like Joe Egan.
Yeah.
And it was at the end of the 65, 66 season. I was just 21 still then.
Right.
And so I played the last games of the season in 60, 65, 66, last three, four games. And yeah, talking with him after the trial game, he said to me, the committee of what we watched you play and you think they'd like to sign in the committee. He said, we said, well, I think you might be, we might not be big enough, he said to me. Until,
Right.
but he said the committee would like to sign you. So I said, oh, I'm glad it felt like, because I want to sign for Widnes. And he said, well, how much would you like? How much do you think you'd be worth? And I didn't know what to say at the time. I knew what the other lads who played in front of me had got, you know. And he said, well, they offer you £150 and then 150 after 12 games if you make them.
A lot of money
And
then, though, mate, isn't it?
well, it wasn't really, but
Oh, right, okay.
because and I said, well, I did think, I said to him, I thought, well, they got more than that. And he said, well, what did you think you'd got? Because I knew the other lads, the same three or
Yeah.
four, they got 250 and 250.
Okay.
The lads coming from rugby union, the way they were getting 500 and
Oh, lovely.
500,
Yeah.
well, you'd be
Okay, I
missing
see.
out, you
Yeah.
lads, John.
I wouldn't have got it.
So I knew that the others, Paul, John,
Yeah.
O'Malley, 250, 250.
Right.
So I said that, I said, I thought I'd have got maybe 250. And he said, well, I'll give you 200. And I just said straight away, I said, well, okay, yes, because all I wanted to do was sign for Widnes,
Yeah.
you know, and that was so he did. He said, I'll give you 200. And I said, well, that's okay. I said, I'll sign for that, yeah. Which he did.
Yeah.
And that was the end of, like I said, that season.
No,
So
when you
this,
trial, did you try in the A team? Oh.
yeah, that was
That's
in
what we did in
the
that.
A-team.
Yeah, yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
it was always in the A-team,
And
so
how
I
did you
did, yeah.
find the standard there?
Well, I was all right with it, you know.
Comfy, like,
Yeah,
yeah.
it was yeah, I was fine. Went pretty certain I was.
Yeah.
And then we started the next season then, 66, 67 going into. And I was picked, Bob Harper was the A-team coach at the time. Bob had been there a long time, you know, a nice
Yeah.
man. And I played into the coach of the A-team, a friendly match at the beginning of the season. And then a week or two after, it was the Lancashire Cup game for the first team and then the A team playing there again. And I was picked, he asked me to go into the first team. So I was, from me not being big enough after the trials and just played one or two A team games, I was picked for me the first team. And which obviously I was made up with because that's what I wanted. And I played 11 games on the run in the first team, which is normally a procedure used to happen. Then they leave it out because you was due money left in the trials. So I was, but really I was only out for the one game
Yeah.
and playing the A team. Next week I was back in the first team.
How old were you?
And well then, well, I was 21 when I signed and I'd gone into the second season and just turned 22 then, like,
Oh, so
you
still
know.
really young, mate, isn't it? Good
Yeah.
exposure. Yeah.
So, and like I said, I carried on then from there on in the first team playing for Widnes.
Yeah.
The next, well, I was regular, thankfully. And after a couple of years, I got the Lancashire game to play, and you know, and then the tour went away to Australia in 70, but I didn't get picked for that. But I was told I was on the shortlist, but it which didn't happen, like, you
Yeah.
know. But they didn't like it. I mean, obviously, they didn't make the 72 at the time. But following season, was New Zealand was playing over in England, you know, against the British team. And New Zealand was 2-1 up in the series. So it was up that, you know, they wanted to try and change things, bring a couple of new players in, obviously, see if you could still some of the same players. But I got my chance against New Zealand. Myself, Stevie Nash, I think there was another couple of us. Anyway, played against New Zealand and we beat them in the third game of the series. So that was fine. That was 1970, 71.
That would be like, you know, like a letter.
Yeah, you have to. Well, they let the club know first that
Okay.
they've been selected. Then you
Yeah.
did get a letter through from them, but they
Right.
told the club that we're selecting
Oh,
charge, you know,
right.
and whatever.
Yeah. And that's that goes forward as well, mate.
I was playing loose
Yeah.
forward still at the time. Yeah, I mean, I didn't mind, but I played with it was loose forward second row, really,
Yeah.
but I was still playing loose forward. So, as I said, that was played against New Zealand. So the following year, the procedure normally then was early on in the season, back end of the season 72, you'd be playing France home and away, which we did.
Okay.
So I was picked to play against France both in over here and then at the game over in France. And then at the end of 72 was the World Cup, which
Right.
was in France
Yeah.
again, like it was the term for over in Europe, like and in France. And I was picked to represent again in the World Cup, which was the last time we won it.
Yeah.
50 years, from, you know,
Yeah.
as we had a reunion a couple of years back. Unfortunately, one of my roommates, well, playing mates, Phil Lowe, he passed away only
Yeah,
a couple of
recently.
days ago.
Yeah.
But as many more of the lads, you know,
Yeah.
great. But yeah, we went to France and, we knew it wasn't going to be easy. You know, we turned out we the first game up, we beat the Aussies, which is
Some
that
do,
was
isn't
great,
it?
yeah.
Yeah.
And we won beat the Aussies and we beat New Zealand and we beat France. So then it was the top two went into the final then.
Right. So would it have been like a round robin
That's what
tournament
it
and
was,
then,
yeah.
yeah.
As I say, the other three teams and the top two played for the final,
Right.
which it was us and Australia again,
Yeah.
and in Lyon. So anyway, funny enough, I was looking at something that's on the thing this morning
Yeah.
from the rugby league from our secretary John Ledger. There's things on there you could see. Now I'll show you after if
Yeah.
you want, John.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was picked, as you say, and it was the final that to be played. And it finished up as a draw
Right.
after the extra time.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. No, that's right. It finished up as, yeah, after the extra time, it was a draw.
Yeah.
And then it carried on to extra time.
Yeah.
But the ruling was that it was still a draw at extra time. Not sure the score at the time, but it was 10 apiece or 15, whatever.
Yeah.
But it was still a draw then after extra time. But then we was the world. We won the World Cup on merit as being beating the Australians. You know, we
Yeah.
played four games, five games, and we'd only drew one. We'd won the others, and
Yeah.
so Australia had lost one,
Right.
and we won the World Cup on
On the head-to-head sort of thing.
exactly. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
So how did you feel your game changed from, like, personally, from playing A-League, which for listeners and viewers that might not know, that's like reserve rugby now, isn't it? To playing first team and then international selection. Did it all happen really fast?
Well, I signed for Widnes in 66 and I represented Lancashire a couple of years after. It was
Yeah.
within a couple of years.
Would you like that to come back, the Lancashire Yorkshire game?
Well, I would, yeah,
Yeah.
because I think you used to,
There's
you know,
something in it, isn't there?
when you did, you looked forward to
Yeah.
it, you know, you did
Yeah.
to represent your county, which was, you
It's
know,
a nice little
Lancashire.
mark, isn't
Yeah,
it?
yeah.
Yeah.
And it was Lancashire, Yorkshire, and Cumberland, you see,
Yeah.
you know. So it was a like a round robin there, you know.
Yeah.
And obviously, it was like trials for all the players as well. So we picked for the
International,
international team, so
yeah.
you're playing against one another. We're sort of picking the best from each county to play
Yeah.
one another. And
And were they tasty games? Like, were they
oh,
good?
yeah,
Yeah.
they
Feisty.
were really against the counties. Yeah, they
Yeah.
really were, to be honest. It was no, there was no fun in them at all. It was quite a lot of good players obviously come through, and hard lads and
Yeah.
few dirty ones and all. You'd have to watch who you but in every game you'd have to watch who they are to keep an eye on them and things like that.
When you're in them levels as well, because you're making a name for yourself at this point, G, how's it going back to your club game? Do people start to target you, mate?
Well, that I wouldn't know whether they targeted. I think you would always get that. There's
Yeah.
always, when I played then myself against players and you knew they were internationals, you didn't target them, but you knew they were going to
What they're
be
now.
rated as better players. So,
Yeah.
so you keep an eye on them, make sure you can keep them. You're not saying you're not looking to hurt them, but you know that they can create
Yeah.
from
Well, you want to leave your mark on them, mate,
exactly.
darling.
Yeah,
Yeah.
you know that they're good players, and well, they're all everyone was
Yeah.
a decent player. Just some was obviously a bit better than others, and they would create the openings and things. So you
Yeah.
just
And what, so when you're in the midst of everything, mate, at Loose, was you given a free role to play what you see?
well, yeah, really. I mean, you play it different now. You see that some of the back rows, the one stays to the left, one stays to the right
Yeah,
thing.
like split the
But
field.
no, we work with for one another. You got around the middle of the play, you spread out a little bit. If the ball was in their hands and it went that way, as long as you all moved across and covered, usually the props used to try and get near the middle, as it is,
Yeah.
to play the ball, and then your back row to get out the side of them,
Well, little
and
tips and
yeah,
things.
and
But the handling was special then, wasn't it? Everyone could pass in that club.
well, yeah, you had lots of good ball handlers. We did have lads that played with us and all who probably was not the best with passes. I mean, I'm not saying it was long through that, but they were like grafters who was
Yeah.
they doing the hard work up front. You put them on the hard ball coming through,
Yeah.
and they would be there to take that up in front when you wanted it. Also, they'd be the ones knocking them down and tackling. You had a good mix where you had grafters and footballers, and
Yeah.
that's
Bet you
what
wish
we
the
really
scrums are
built.
like they are now, don't you?
Oh, well, they're still now, it just
No.
couldn't.
It's like a big cuddle, isn't it, mate? So we speak about all these things coming up really fast in the World Cup. Did you realise? You obviously didn't because it's been years since we won it, but did you appreciate how big it was then? What was it like when you come home?
Well, when I came home, actually, I ended up in hospital.
Right, okay.
I don't know whether I told you this time
Yeah.
before, but during it was the game before the final, actually, I got a bad cut on my shin, and it was seen to, obviously, but it didn't get stitched at the time. It was just covered over, it was attended to after the
Yeah.
game. And I had a bad shoot, as I say, bad on my shin. But I played in the final, and there was a plaster covering this cut. It was all right as far as I was concerned. And then,
Yeah.
like, the physio wouldn't let me play with on the bin, right? I was trained and everything. But what had happened seems that I'd got some dirt in it,
Right.
and it was still on the inside. And it was through the game, after the game, it all was fired off. It didn't bother me through the game in the final.
Yeah.
But after the game, my leg was aching and all this, and they looked at this cut that I had on my shin, and it had gone sort of it was all red and got septic,
Yeah,
and it was
infected.
infected with what was in it.
Yeah. Well, you're losing your
So,
adrenaline at that point as well, aren't you? So you'll feel it, won't you?
but fortunately, as I said, the game was over. It was after the final,
Yeah.
but it was like, and of course, we had a good evening after the final and everything, and then we had to be staying over there till the following day, and that was all. But I ended up, to, my leg was that sore, and that ended up, they took me straight to the hospital when we got back over here. And ended up to see Mr. O'Malley, who was over as a witness. You know, he was the witness. And he took me to the old hospital in Liverpool. It used to be called the Lourdes Hospital, and down. I think of the name of it at the time, but that Mr. O'Malley worked from there as well. He took me down there, and I was kept in there for a couple of nights to get this.
Missed out on the celebration, mate.
But as I say, it was great, so great time, you know, and to win the World Cup in France, and
Oh,
couldn't be better.
and so I think when I spoke to you last time, we spoke about how work were with you. So obviously people don't realise now, did he? But you had to go
Oh,
in and
yeah.
ask for a sabbatical type
Well,
thing,
that's
didn't you?
right, because I was working on the contracting. I was working. There's a scaffold on Fiddler's Ferry power station, and it was just it was just been the building of it then. And the company I worked for, Winson, I asked for the time off. I don't think one fellow who was industrial relations officer, he don't think he was the nicest of fellows, and didn't fancy want me to go on. He
Not been
said, and
keen on
asked
it,
him, and he said, "You're going for how long?" You know. Anyway, it didn't matter because someone overruled him and said it was okay to go, like for the time off. You know, they didn't pay me for it. I lost the time, but
Because it was
anyway,
about
my job.
16 weeks, wasn't
Well, that was the tour, wasn't it?
it?
I'm on about now, John. Yeah, it wasn't for the World Cup. That was which it was the same. Like, but he was only away about 3 weeks then. But for the tour and the later one, 74, we were away for 3 months. You
It's a
know,
while, innit, without the pennies, yeah.
and
So do you know the 3 weeks, sorry to interrupt you when you go back, mate? So what would you require weekend, midweek, weekend?
Not for the World Cup, no. They were just the weekend games, I think, you know. But yeah, I think we started off with Australia, you know, and then obviously there was New Zealand to play France, you know, and but they'd have probably played the same weekend. Following weekend, we'd have played the other one.
While the other two played,
Yeah, and then we played, I should say, Australia, New Zealand, and France. So it'd have been 3 weeks, and then the final went on the top two, you know.
So do you know when you go back to your club, mate, when you get towards the end of the season, when tours and that are coming, how difficult is it to not sort of, you're never an half-hearted player, I understand that, but is it in the back of your mind when you're playing that the tour's around the corner?
Well, you do know that, like I say, the tours are coming up, you're hoping to get picked, but at the same time, you can't hold back because you don't want to lose your place, you know. So
I'll get hurt, dear.
you're going to get hurt, you know, by no means. But I think the more you'd say to get hurt, if you start to, I'm not saying hiding, like, but you think you're trying to avoid an injury, it could be worse. You may as well just get stuck into what you're used to doing, like, you know.
And it's noticed on a rugby field, mate, innit, if you just
Well,
being the
exactly. If you're not seen doing the, you know, some people pick you up, but you know the type of job. I mean, I used to like playing, and I used to like doing it with work rate, getting about the field, which was normally the back row forwards. That was our job to, you know, get around the field and that. And
Right, mate. So talk to us about the tour after the World Cup and stuff, because the reason I interrupted you, sorry, because when we last spoke, you did play midweek games, didn't you?
oh, sorry, yeah. Well, yeah, when we was on tour, we landed in Darwin of in 74, and played. We'd be playing like Northern Queensland and in different areas, Queensland, you know, representative teams and things. But we started up there, but then to say seeding normally is around about two teams, 26 players, something like that. So you play midweek game and then a weekend game,
So would it
and
be a
then
club game international?
no, it wouldn't be that way. No, we were in the we was about we were over there for a few weeks before we played international, because we played first in Darwin. Can you remember where we were? Darwin down to Cairns, Rockhampton, Maryborough. So that was four games, but we'd have played midweek then the weekend.
Saturday,
We
yeah.
flew then down to the next one because it was
Yeah.
always an hour or two flight, even the so you play for game when we arrived, and we'd fly down, play a midweek game in Cairns. Some of us had to play again, because you'd say substitutes and things, obviously you needed them.
Yeah.
And then you started getting injuries, then we'd move to the next place, and then we went down into Brisbane.
Right.
And when we got into Brisbane, like as I said, we played an earlier team in Brisbane, first of all, it's because they had their own league.
Yeah.
And then we'd be about, roughly, I think we were a couple of weeks in Brisbane. Because we play, say, one of the earlier teams, and then we'd play Brisbane, had a team from the pick of Brisbane
Yeah.
while we were there. And that was probably midweek. I think they used to plan this to give you midweek games, so
Right.
you get an half injury.
Yeah.
And then while we were there, we played Queensland, which was the pick of Queensland then,
Yeah.
while we were in Brisbane. And then we played the first test match in Brisbane
Yeah.
while we were there, you see.
Yeah.
So we were there in Brisbane, I think it was 3 weeks from when we arrived, to play like one of the earlier teams. Then we played Brisbane itself, all the pick of all the Brisbane teams.
Yeah.
Then we played Queensland, which was a pick of also Cairns, Rockhampton, from Queensland. And then the following weekend, then we'd play the first test match
So
in
guys weren't
Brisbane.
burnt out.
So I know, I played the most games on tour at the time. We get 20 odd games
Yeah.
overall, out of about 30 odd. It was
But it's some going, mate, isn't it?
they used to, you'd volunteer, put me in for it, and
Yeah,
things.
double up and stuff.
So, even though I'd played, just wanted to play and do your best. And
Yeah.
then, as I say, after leaving Brisbane, then we went from Brisbane down to Sydney, but between them, we had Darwin, Cairns, Rockhampton, Marywood, what the two teams, Tamworth, and it was Tamworth and somewhere else before we reached Sydney.
Okay.
And we played in them two places,
Yeah.
and then we moved into Sydney. And then while in Sydney, it was the same again. We played a couple of local earlier teams,
Yeah.
and then we played the pick of Sydney,
Yeah.
and then we played the second test in Sydney,
Okay.
which was probably been there, maybe the second weekend,
Yeah.
something like that. Then you'd play another midweek game then a bit later, and then we'd go in for the third test in Sydney as well.
Also, we're there for quite a while.
Yeah, we were in
Yeah.
Sydney for probably about a month. It would have been a bit longer than a few years. We were in Sydney the longest.
Yeah.
They say 3 weeks in Brisbane, 4 and 5 in Sydney, which was, and then you're travelling. And then obviously we were over in New Zealand afterwards for
Yeah.
flew from there. So we were away 3 months in total, I think.
Some ask in it, and then it ended up being first people to go to PNG, weren't it?
Yeah, we went
Yeah.
to PNG. That's 74 or 79, I think that wasn't when we were the first team to go. No, it was 75. It was the England team, I think.
Yeah.
Because we obviously toured in 74, and then we were over there in 75 for the World Cup.
Right.
It was, and it was that we went as England because Wales went as
Yeah.
well, England and Wales.
Right.
And,
Because you had the ding dong with Jim, didn't
Yeah,
you?
Mildy gave me one from behind and said, didn't know it was me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forging coffees forever.
Oh, yeah. Never let it forget,
So what? So when you're at Widnes, mate, what trophy? Do you win trophies at Widnes? Because
Well,
there was the Regal Cup, wasn't
yeah,
there? There was the
no,
Lancashire Cup, the Floodlight Cup.
no, we never. We got beat in the Lancashire Cup, didn't we? I'm trying to think, it was Lee beat us in the Lancashire Cup, I think it was.
Yeah. How was you in them big games? Did you just treat it as any other game?
Oh yeah, it was
Yeah,
all the
you were
same
all
to
right.
me. Yeah,
Yeah.
it was obviously like the Widnes team at the time. We were a lot of mostly locals. They didn't have money to be buying other players in, and
Yeah.
some of the town lads were beginning lads and things like that. It was only a few years after that the money got invested maybe, and there was a few players started coming in then, you
Yeah.
know.
Is this before you leave?
No, well, not as good like, you know, Jonathan Davis and all that. It was
Yeah.
they started coming, you know, later, a few years after that I played, obviously, after
Yeah.
I finished. But yeah, there was no like big. I mean, Jim had come up from Wales. They brought a few likes of Jim, and you know, and then afterwards, you know, Glenn Short or Widnes and things,
Yeah.
and all clubs was bringing like, as you know, like Goslett's and Welchman come to St Helens and to Wallington, coming from Wales a lot, you know, and
Yeah.
then a few years later, then you're buying them from all over the world, like
Yeah.
houses and everything, like you know, but.
So what was the chat like when you were leaving with this mate? Was it something you wanted to do or?
No, it's the last thing I wanted to do,
Yeah.
just because I.
Could you have seen yourself like playing your whole career at Widnes then,
Oh,
if you'd have been alive?
yeah,
Yeah.
definitely. But I would never have left Widnes, never wanted to leave Widnes. And I was playing into the international team, and Vincent Vinner took over in Carreras, which I was made up with him coming to Widnes as well,
Yeah.
because at the end of the day, it was Vinner who sold me, you know.
Yeah. Put a bit for a world record fee at the time,
Well,
wasn't it?
it was a club fee, and
Yeah.
definite. I don't know about the word. It was a big. It was only somewhere like 9 or 10,000 pound, but it was
It's a
something.
lot of
The
money.
witness had never had anything like that,
Yeah.
and said so I'd come off the World Cup in the November.
Yeah.
2 months later, it was like the Saints maybe made a move for me. You know, asked, I don't know, and Vince was trying to get money to buy players, bring players in, so.
Because I remember it was you were going to go straight back training, weren't you? But he told you to have a bit of time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was the situation because we'd say not long been within the beginning of the season, we're playing through the start of the season before Christmas and such, and
Yeah.
well, we'd come back after the World Cup in November, actually, still through that season. And of course, I still had the thing about the bad cut on my shin,
Yeah.
you know, still having that looked after, like, and we're playing, and he called us in after one game, and myself, Jim Mills, Ray Dutton, Keith Elwell, four internationals at the time, and he just said to us this, after this game, he said, I'm leaving you out, he said, won't be playing next week. And he said to Jim, he said, Jim, you're not fit enough. You know that fitter. And to Keith Elwell, he said, I'm leaving you. And he said to me, you come back after, he said, and you need a rest throughout the game. He said, come back from over there. He said, you're not right yet. He said, not, you know, you need a rest. And I said to him, well, I'll try and play myself in. And he said, no. He said, well, I'd like you to stay away for a couple of weeks. He said, have a complete rest. He said, and come back and you'll feel better about it.
Yeah.
And so I stayed away on the following Tuesday, next night's training. And I got a phone call later on to say I'd been put on the transfer
Right.
because I hadn't turned up for training. Like,
Yeah.
so I went down, and on the Thursday night, said to Vin, you know, the training. Said to him, Vin, what's happened? Why have you put me on the transfer? And he said, well, you didn't show. I said, well, you told me to have a rest and you said this. He said, well, he said, all right. He said, just forget about it. He said, St Helens have been interested. They've come down for you. And St Helens secretary was coming down after training to see me. And I said, but the thing is, Vin, I don't want to go. I said, you know.
Yeah.
And he said, well, just when they come, just have a talk to him, he said, then and see, you know. So I said, okay, I'll do that. And I was sat in the little office with Widnes talking with Basil Lowe as well as then. Because they heard on the Tuesday night that had been put on the transfer before I did.
Right.
Because one of the St Helens directors used to go to Lottie Prescott as well as he worked for Greaves, a director for Greenhalgh's Brewery.
Right.
And he lived in Widnes Lorry, he was
Yeah.
in Upton Lane. So we'd he was going to the golf club and all, and witness, and he got told I'd been put under transfer on the Tuesday night.
So they
So
landed quick then, I would be.
Laurie heard that, and he rang Saints, and he said, you put George under transfer. So they got in touch the next day and said he'd want to see me. Anyway, and then there was a talking to him, and I was sort of saying, well, I said, no, I'm not, I want to stay here. I'm not looking for, I didn't ask for a transfer. And he said, but we'll offer you so much for myself, like, I think. And I said, well, I'm not really. And then I did hear outside the room, he had been come past and hear him say, has he signed yet? Has he gone?
The
So
little nudge you needed, really.
I thought, well, I may as well go. That's, but that's such an assignment. And,
Yeah. No, it's a shame, isn't it? But all good
well,
things come to an end sometimes,
well, I
don't
could have
they?
gone to a better place,
Yeah.
obviously, like,
Yeah.
a better club. And I was doing things at Widnes, which we wanted, but, and obviously we went on then to beat Widnes at Wembley, and
Yeah. How was that, mate?
oh, well, it was great for me, and
Yeah.
it was me, and it was the three, it was me, and there was kind of trying to get me. Yeah, that's what it was upset at the time. But anyway, as I said, it was after, well, Peter Glynn had joined us, of course. Peter, who not long passed away
Yeah.
himself. Me and Peter, and there was someone else on witness. Anyway, so it was,
It's a
well,
bit of
Tony
spice,
Crouch,
though.
Tony Crouch,
Was it Tony Kerr?
yeah,
Yeah.
Tony himself, as he was playing it,
Yeah.
Tony, yeah,
Was an
and then
extra bit
Tony.
of incentive there because of how they'd gone about letting you go, sort of thing.
Well, wouldn't have said that because I mean every game to me was the same.
Yeah.
I give me a lot for every game. It's just the way I really played, even
Yeah.
though obviously it was one of them things, but I just wanted to win every game. That's simple as that, no matter who it was,
No, it's
and
of course you do.
like I said, thankfully, and further on while I was with Saints, I got the Lance Todd and now the
Yeah.
Sunderland and the Man of Steel, first to achieve
Oh,
all
great.
three at
Yeah.
the time and things like
Did
that.
we appreciate how good you are, mate? Because I know you're a bit outside of this. And I said to Johnny, obviously Johnny sorted this out, so thanks to Johnny for doing it. But you've never spoke about your accomplishments with me at the club, and you just always used to shake me hand and say, "Oh, you're doing well," though. Like, you're real modest. So, did you appreciate how good you was at the time? Did you feel like you were playing really well?
Well, I was enjoying it,
Yeah,
and
that
when I
helps,
was
doesn't it?
being picked, that's the main
Yeah.
thing. If you enjoy it, and you're getting selected, you're
Yeah.
picked, so
And that's putting your
that's the
hand up
main
for
thing, isn't it?
international
That's
rugby, innit? Yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean, I love playing, like, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
So how's you been with injuries, mate, up until?
well, I'd never, touch wood, I didn't have too many bad injuries, but the thing was, after joining Saints, after a few weeks, I broke my arm, and that was the, I've
Right.
been a witness all of the years. I was here for over 7 years,
Yeah.
and never done anything like that. I'd lost, missed the odd game with the, there was a knock and this and that and the other, and never done that. Then I went to Saints and broke my arm. But as it happened, it was towards the end of the season. I played a few games, and there was only a couple of games to go. That was like this 73 season. It was a 72-73 season because
Yeah.
I suddenly went into January, played for a few games, and then it was just the end of season. I missed, and
Right. So you signed mid-season as well, really?
well,
Yeah.
I went, as I say, after the World Cup year, and I was at Saints into January.
Was that tricky, that?
And
Was
what?
that tricky because the season already started?
Oh yeah, that's how the
Yeah.
seasons went, and it
Yeah.
was always
Winter rugby, wasn't
well, it was, yeah, when it started roughly in September
it? Yeah.
of the season. You were training mid-season of August and that, but at the end of August, beginning of September,
You were going.
you were going, and
Right.
you played then till May.
Yeah.
Cup final was always in May, finishing the season, but
Yeah.
your league had finished, and the playoff was always like coming
Okay.
up in,
Yeah.
March, April. Like, you were going through the cup games and things.
So how was Saints' style compared to our Widnes players? Was it easy to slot in, Jake?
Well, I found it all right, like, you know,
It helps that you're
it's
good,
easy.
don't
Yeah.
it?
Yeah, you know, you're playing with I mean, their ball because they wanted me, I think, there to a couple of their players, like Sir Graham Rees and a couple more was just started retired from
Yeah.
Ireland, so and they wanted to replace them. Graham was a different position than me, like. But and so it was Kel. Kel was playing loose forward, but Kel moved up to prop and
Yeah.
things like that.
Right. Yeah. So, how did the spell at Saints go, mate? What were the standout moments other than winning Challenge Cups and individual honours? You meet some great people and some
Oh
good memories.
yeah,
Yeah.
because obviously you know I played against a lot of them for long enough. You know, Billy Bennion and Jeff Eaton and you know Chizzy and all these
Yeah.
playing against one another and not the hang on one another at
Yeah.
times.
That'd
But
be that.
it's all forgotten normally with the games. You shake hands and that. You're just the only ones you don't like. I'm not saying the same. So
Yeah,
throughout the
just in
league,
general.
you'd always knew. There was always a few fly ones who you'd have to keep your eye on, you
Yeah.
know. That was the same in international. You'd
Right.
always knew there was one or two that'd take your head off for nothing, like, you
Jim.
know. So it was like, you know, you looked after yourself and hopefully kept your eye out for others, you know, that
Yeah.
who's not gonna.
And again, with Saints, mate, would you have imagined you'd have seen your career out at Saints then?
Well, I would have done. I probably
Yeah.
wouldn't have left. Well, it was. I mean, I was into my middle 30s then, 30, 34, 36-ish. But I didn't want to finish. And what happened to Kel, who was a good friend of mine,
Yeah.
he wanted to start playing me a prop. You know, because I mean, don't be wrong. We had like Harry Penner coming through and things like that. And I'd been playing that role. Well, mind you, it was the second row had been, I'd started playing actually. Harry had come in and that, and then it still was fine for me. I think the second row loose forward,
Yeah.
but it had always been. But that's what Cal then, he wanted to move me to prop because it was Eddie Chisnall who wanted, and Tiddy didn't want to do it, and he sent him to do back in. So Cal asked me to do it because Chizzy wouldn't. And I said, well, no, I haven't played prop. Said, you know, and instead of turning up, play, I'll go on the bench first. It's the first time I've ever looked at somebody.
Yeah.
I said, I do to do that. I said, I don't mind moving up on the pitch if someone's hurt, yes. I said, but week after week, you know, I'm not going to play the same game where I like to get around the pitch. If I'm propping and going in scrums, I'm not going to be able to open the belt as quick in the
No.
round, which I'd sooner, that's my game. And he said to me, Kelly, he said, well, you know, and but he did know Chizzy had had words with him, you see,
Yeah.
because he didn't like it. And I was getting a testimonial just started,
Yeah, and you were
and I was
that
put
in
in
as well, weren't
position.
you?
Yeah, I'd been
Yeah.
captain, and I lost the captaincy.
Yeah.
Like Chizzy, as I say, he wanted both
Right.
be captain and that. And so, and it was to keep him happy, and I had to be happy because I was having a testimonial, like, you
Yeah.
know.
Do you think he probably thought that, or you'd just put up and shut up because you'd had the testimonial, maybe?
Well, obviously, I couldn't. I wasn't going to walk away from it,
No,
like, you know.
yeah.
So I just said, I'm happy to play a prop, Keller said. And I mean, and he was a good friend in a way because he was put on the spot with it and he wanted to keep us both and that, you know. And he said to me, he said, please give the captaincy up the odds, you know. So I said, well, I don't mind Kelly Blount and not being captain. I said, even though I've done it here and done it. Done it with the British team when we were away a lot. So I
Yeah.
captained the test matches when Dougie was injured and things, you know.
Yeah.
And then
Nothing bigger than that, though, George, is there?
I said, I don't mind. I said, make any of the lads. I said, as long as it's not Chizzy who, I said, because of what he wanted, didn't want to play prop,
Yeah.
wants to be captain. Well, I was going to give it to him anyway. I said, you do what you want to do. So, you know, but anyway, it was one of them things. And
Nice.
so after that, I said, I'll go up soon, I'll stay on the bench. I've seen the season out, and you know, and I got my testimony from it carried on, but it doesn't look good when you people find out that you. So at the end of the season, I thought, well, I'm staying in that position now. I'll retire. That was my thing. I'm 36. Call it a day. But in saying that, like, Cardiff started up, David Watkins started that, and John Mountain was going down. John was the next player with us, like, as a player coach, well, as a coach, and that under David was running it on, and he wanted a lot of lads from up here, and was one of the first he come to straight away, and he knew I wasn't happy, and he said, "George, come to Cardiff," he said, "will you come down with us?" And it was not me and Tony Grounds went from Saints, because Tony was on, and then Davey all come, no, surely. We've got three of us, and different clubs, all local lads, Arthur Daly, Paul Woods come down, you know, and all do. And then Terry Nansen made his player's debut with us. Terry come down from, he was like a local amateur lad. And got, so I went down to Cardiff with him and for the season there and captained them with David, done that later on. And even then, I didn't want to pack in, and I wouldn't have done. And David said to me then, he said, "George," he said, "listen," it was David was a good fella. He said, "Look," he said, "George," he said, "next season," because we were going down on the playing Sunday, we'd go down Saturday morning, have a training session with one another Saturday afternoon, because there was Tommy David, Stevie Fenwick, you know, some them down at Williams, they had a few of the lads who were local. And there was about 10 or 12 of us going down. And he said, because of the expense, he said, they're going to have to travel down on match day next season, you know. And, so he said, and, you know, we're going to have to cut out the overnight stay, but it saves money. So he said, "I don't mind, David." I said, you know, if I come here, you're looking after me, and I'm happy to do it. If that's the lads are going to do it as well. But, he said, "Man, I don't blame you." He said, "I know you're not, George. It's because we've been doing David got up now." He said, "But at the same time, let me tell you, Salford won't you." He said, "John Mountbull has gone to Salford as his coach there." And he said, "Salford have come in to see if you'd be interested. Would you come there? Would you, you know?" It was in. And he said to me, "David," he said, "I don't know what I'd do, George." He said, "I don't think I'd want to be travelling up and down every weekend, and that, you know." But he said, it's entirely up to you. He said, "Just have a talk to him." And then, well, when I come back home, I said, "John," and he said, "This, I was just like, there's another $5,000 in your hand for coming and that, you know. So what do you do?" Well, I went to, I'd finished up at Salford, and that, you know.
How was it there, all right?
Yeah, was fine, and there was a nice chairman there, and there was good lads was there, like, you know, and we made up, and I had the season, but I didn't want to carry on anymore then, because I actually brought Frank Wilson up in as coach. Now, Frank was not bad as a player, he was a bit elusive, but, I played at Saints with him for years. And for him to try and tell me, because that's what he was like. This is time for me to call him a day, and I'll let you know. And I'm not going to Frank Wilson, don't tell him. he showed up at training, we heard he was taking over. And so he showed his face like he was 30. But he had, I don't know whether he'd played a game, he'd come to train, and then the next thing he'd be making in courts, John was finishing. And I just thanked them for the service. I said, "You know, for coming down." I said, "But so, at the time I retired, I said, no, so
So, what come by Paul's retirement, mate? What did you do with yourself? Because you go a lot of, you mentioned before, like get togethers and that, mate, don't you?
Well, I still get over to catch up with lads, you know, obviously come down to witness when you can get here as much as fit. It's good to say it's Alex when they can, you know, catch up with them. But we do have, you know, dinners, different clubs having the Lions Association as the dinner each season and things, you know.
You got your WhatsApp group and stuff, Miami,
they have that, like, if you can understand it. Like,
did the clubs reach out to you initially to come back and do, like, functions and stuff, or did it take someone to set the groups up?
Oh, do you mean?
Because really, the clubs, I think, considering how much you put to put your body on the line,
family sacrifices. Yeah, to do. When you go back to, I mean, As I said, obviously living here and that, yeah, I got involved by the lads and that. I mean, Jim's always been a friend and that. And Jim's a personality, and you know, but like, because we started when Ray Owen was back here, went back a while, and you know, after obviously Ray had been well finished and he'd been on the committee, but it was when he'd done the groundwork, really, you know, and he sort of started the Past Players Association from here, which we hadn't had running, and it was really good, you know, there's a lot to come, and Ray Owen and Harry Owen was alive at the picks, and we were going for the having a dinner each year, and some of us had to come in, form a committee with some of us, and they were having a dinner, and Paul Albert passed away and that, and I was on the committee, ended up as treasurer with him, and then he ended up doing, but Jim's supposed to be our chairman now, but Jim never was being enough to, and you know, and but we've not, we'd stopped the dinner, we were having a good dinner every year until COVID hit us, and then we've not had one since, but you know, still get down to the games, but you lose a lot of the players then, you know.
It's harder to get them back interested, isn't it?
Well, I think if we got in touch to have a dinner, it'd come down,
But listen,
but
it is a big ask, mate. But you did offer so much to the clubs. They should look after you. So,
no, they give us season tickets, you know, for so many.
cool.
Well, they did a witness now. I just picked them up last week because obviously, you know, they seem to take over there. This new man's come in, this chief executive made him like. And there's a few of the people who put money forward, like as directors still there, you know, and they've obviously appointed him to be, and you know, and obviously he gets paid for doing it. And I'm hanging up because I don't even, Chris
Hamilton,
Hamilton is from Oldham, isn't he? Anyway, I'd never met him, and so I think I've seen him twice, maybe, on the same time, but I didn't know him. And I went down there a couple of weeks ago and got to the reception first, and there was a girl on there because it's still on council running.
Yeah, and it is, mate.
Sometimes with people doing the unit, just went to the reception, it was only a girl, and I said, oh, I said, I just want to go into the rugby club, love, you know, because it's down the corridor. And she said, oh, are you out? Did he know you're coming out? I said, oh, obviously you don't know me, love. I said, I'm a past player, I said, and said, I'm going to see, you know, Chris Hamilton, the past players. So, well, she said, all right. So I just press the button while I go through that door and walk down the corridor. Because we go through for going upstairs. And then at the end of the corridor, there's the big office where I used to go in there like last season and that before. And there'd be five or six in there, you know, it's a big place. There's only two people in there, which I didn't know I locked, and pressed the button because I couldn't walk in. And I could see it, see this that way and out of the car. Anyway, this young tall, and that got a big family, and I come to the door, and he pressed the button, he opened it, he said, all right, mate, he said, can I help you? And I said, yeah, can you help me? I said, well, obviously, I said, you don't know, he said, but I just come through, I said. I said, my name's Charles, and I said, just so that. Because with that, Chris Hamilton was sat down in the corner. I think I couldn't see him, he's just up. And he heard me saying, he shouted, oh, I said, George, he shouted, come in. You know, and of course he knows who I am. I said, hello, yes, I said, I've just come down on behalf of the old past players. I said, I don't know the situation, whether you're still going to allow the season, you know, tickets for match days. And he said, oh, we will do, Charles. Yeah, he said, sure, you know, because he said, oh, I said, yeah, he said, oh, sorry. He said, well, I said, well, you know, he was always in the same place in the stand, you know, together, two rows of 10, like. So he said, yeah, he said, I'll get him ready for you, he said, because it was 2 or 3 weeks to go before the thing. But I'll have him sorted, he said, and give you a ring when you're ready, he said, and you can pick him up. And I said, all right. I said, yeah, thanks very much. I said, appreciate it. Like, on behalf of the lads, I said, you know, we've always looked after him, which all clubs do, you know. So thanks very much. And, you know, and anyway, I left. And then they got a call to say they were there. But Donna, who used to be in the office, you know, Donna, she used to be there which is usually in the market now, when there's more
Okay.
thing done.
Yeah.
And I think it was Donna rang me to say they were ready after a week or two, like so. But she had them down there. I said, if I'm dropping with your house, Joe. She's all right, Donna. Donna Edge, she's that's the
Right.
lad who plays
Oh, it's Joe. Yeah.
Joe. Yeah. Donna used to be in the office herself doing it, but I don't know how
Right.
many's in the office
Oh,
normally.
no, it's
There's
been,
only
yeah,
two that live.
it's tricky that.
And anyway, so we picked them up. And then the lads who were coming, they usually if they come in regular, because you're all the older ones. And the two yammers come using, but not all the time. Sometimes they don't ring because they know somebody's got a box or something.
Yeah.
But like Ralph Minton never used to miss, but Ralph's not been. And the Joe had Ronnie is Mazma poor old Mazza Malloy, he passed away last week,
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I believe. I didn't know
Yeah.
myself until anyway. And then we had quite a few had come along, Ray Dutton had come along again. And so but what the procedure was, it's always giving them the ticket if you're only going to come, so just 20. And
Yeah.
you wouldn't get 20 there. But if you come in each time, then I said, well, you may as well keep the ticket.
Yeah.
And I had probably about 10 or 12 here, and give
Yeah.
the others to them. So the others, if they were coming, George, I'm coming, can you put my name down?
Yeah.
So when I go down for the match, then I'd be always down there about one half, one to go to the pack before, and just tell them about the bit of the procedure. Tell them your name will be on the door. So the girl on the desk had said, it's 3 past players coming up. So the tickets, put them in, you just lock them in, and then
Yeah.
they'll be coming through. And that's how we run
So, the
it.
sentiment wise, sorry, mate. Were you someone that kept jerseys at out or programs?
I've sort of what, John, have you
So,
got
like,
any?
yeah, so I'm quite sentimental because if
Are
I was
you?
as good as you, I'd have kept stuff.
Oh, I do. Yeah. Show you one in a minute, which the lads got done for me, but I've got my World Cup one.
Yeah.
I think that's the one that then Per got it done for me. I'll show it
Did
to you
he?
in a minute,
Oh, what's
yeah.
that?
Jonathan and Andrew, they
Yeah.
got it done for me. But, probably didn't keep it, probably got me Wembley one,
Yeah.
the World Cup, but I'm sure I gave one of that to one of the lads. I mean, I wouldn't give them any away
No.
unless they were two.
No one get that, mate.
But
Yeah.
like with Dan Purr,
Yeah.
Jonathan and
Yeah.
Dave, and all my other nephews on.
Yeah.
So when they get that, and they don't know when we track suits. Well, there's things in the lockmore in telling me in
Yeah.
bloody cases, some
Yeah.
cases, and I'm fed up. When are you going to get rid of
Yeah.
all? There must be a box of programs, there must have been
Yeah.
up yours,
Blast that, mate.
and all that,
Yeah.
because we used to bring programs. All the games you went, the programs would be on the for you,
Yeah, you bet.
On inside,
Yeah.
we used to all pick a program and
Yeah.
put one in your pocket, bring them home, and
That's
then
class, that.
same. And she said, I'm fed up with bloody bags things up in the loft, things like that. I'll
That's been
show you that
horrible.
in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got a few daft questions for you, mate.
Yeah.
So did you have any pre-match superstitions?
Didn't get just from. Not really, but no.
That's it. I
There was something, I'm trying to think what it was. He used to all do the same thing in a way, but nothing out of the ordinary, like,
Yeah.
but he just got that way.
Maybe similar food and stuff like that.
No, well, not so much food, but I wouldn't have anything there yet. So I was just saying, not especially not match day, anything
Yeah.
like that. Was it? No. Never had anything like someone tied in one boot first and all that. I
Yeah.
used to get Lenny the same way, like, and used to use the same hook and things like that,
Yeah.
used
Yeah.
to,
Just comfort. Yeah.
nothing there, nothing that I don't think out of the ordinary, like, we
Yeah.
just do the same thing all the time, like, and
Fair enough. Yeah. So the toughest player you've played with and against, and toughest is like you can define it however you want, isn't it? It's not someone that's necessarily going to give you the dig. It could be someone that you thought tackled really hard or used to carry really well.
There's so many, I think, to be
Yeah.
honest, John,
Right.
it'd be hard
To pick one as
to pick
well.
one, you
Yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's fair
I
enough.
wouldn't say like Jimmy, because I know Jimmy's reputation and
Yeah.
anything, but I mean, it'd look as if it was just saying it would have been a mate, because Jim was a big and hard player.
Yeah.
But like, one of the best I really rated, to be honest, I thought one of the best foreign players played against was Arthur Beetson.
Right.
If you remember him, Arthur
No,
Beetson,
well, I know of him now because
but
yeah.
Arthur was he was an Aborigine, Arthur, like you know,
Yeah.
the captain
So he was
last
in that
year.
Aussie pack, wasn't he?
Oh, he was a terrific forward. Some good lads in there, and he was a nice fella after that. But
Yeah.
well, yeah, no, nothing on the field with Arthur. He played it hard and
Yeah.
everything. But he was a big man, strong and everything, could run for his side. Him, Bob McCarthy, Ronnie Coote, terrific players, nice fellas after one or two decades, like
Yeah.
was decent players, but they played it hard and we played it hard against one another. But you could
And
chat
you
with
had the
them after
beer.
and then we could talk and then.
So where was your favourite away ground to play at?
Oh, well, I think we all used to like playing at Leeds because it was a top ground like
People
Leeds, you
still
know.
say that now,
Reading
heading with people.
was always up, well looked after, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you used to come out in the corner like from the old changing rooms of the cricket, like, you
Yeah,
know,
it's really
really
popular.
did love the other way, like, you
Yeah.
know, we'd come out this way and
Yeah.
yeah.
No, but there's something about it, didn't we?
Oh, Headingley was always a nice ground to come and play at, you know.
Yeah. You're not
Some
meant to
people
enjoy it though, are you?
no, no.
And did you get good results there as well? Because
Oh,
that
for
out
the
done it,
years,
mate.
like,
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, thankfully, I mean, when I was at St. Helens, you know,
Yeah.
I mean, when I was at Widnes, we were a middle of the road team all the time, in a way, you
Yeah.
know, because there was lots of good teams and we didn't have the money at Widnes to create a lot of them. We were part of the teams, we know, was local lads and things at
Yeah,
the
just work
time,
really, like you said, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and, I mean, most of it, don't be wrong, how many great local lads have we had, like, you know, but it was all just mostly locals and the odd bond we could bring in and things like that. But it was some great lads players from Widnes over the years. I remember them being
Yeah,
that,
been lucky.
you
So if
know.
you could go back and tell a younger you something, what would you say?
Well, just say to enjoy it first. And just give your best, like, you know,
Yeah.
don't just look for the opening. Just there's nothing you can do but just try your best and
Yeah.
look for the opening and try and create something, you know. Don't run at them if you've got to, you know, just try and run between them and think,
Yeah.
you know, it's saying that I used to try and knock them out of my way anywhere, like, you know,
Yeah.
but there's been a thing on there, I'll probably show you it's still on us before we go. Just
Yeah.
it's only come on. There in front of the lines and John read you, and it's showing you how it shows it's just on now. I
Yeah.
picked it up on the iPad this morning, and it's the game in the World Cup. That
Class.
shows you me
Yeah.
dancing through with Dennis O'Neill.
Brilliant.
Dennis, when I kicked through for Dennis,
Yeah.
just a few little highlights is on it there.
Class.
You can see it there in a minute, so
Yeah, that's
show
all
you.
right. Yeah. So, what was you like? So, if you'd had a few beers, mate, and you had the microphone in your hand, was you a karaoke man or not?
I have done. I've
What
done.
would you give us?
Well, a lot of the stuff that I'd done on tour, to be honest, and I used to do it on tour, was in my Liverpool home because
Yeah,
the lads used to like that, you know.
yeah.
And we used to sing that. And that, I've seen a fourth of the things like that. George singing, does he sing in my Liverpool home? So I used to get, you know, all the Yorkshire lads would be there
Yeah.
and they'd all like, you know, like it's a little bit of a go and things, and but it's all. I mean, I get up the odd time in the club doing not that, like
Yeah.
singing the odd song.
Brilliant.
But like when we'd be there, we'd be in the middle, well, not in the middle, we'd be singing, and I'd have follow me with this one. Then they all got to
Yeah.
know I was born in Liverpool down by the dock, and then they all would sing it, and then when they'd all be singing, Liverpool, yeah. Even though it wasn't the Scouse alive,
yeah,
wasn't it?
well, they loved it,
But they
didn't
loved it from the
they?
Liverpool home. It was good.
Brilliant.
But I think what started that with me, because it used to be Jimmy Thompson in a way. He was Scouse, you used to say
The
to me,
thing
tell him
is,
the best
you
thing.
sound, you
Yeah.
don't sound a bit like it, do
Thompson used to just
you?
like to him now. And I
Yeah.
said, because he was funny, Jimmy. He's
Yeah.
going, yeah, Scouse. I said, no, fuck Scouse, it's Jimmy.
Yeah.
And so I'd sing him in Liverpool. I told him it
Yeah.
was Scouse.
So if you could have a dream team, mate, of lads that you've played with, who would you pick 1 to 30?
Well, maybe I have to say it. I'd like to
Yeah.
play with a lot of, you
Top
know,
players, aren't you?
yeah,
Yeah.
you know, good lads, and you'd feel off to pick one of the way and they've left someone out, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
But
you can't win,
I
can you?
mean, the going with Middlesbrough lads, as I said,
Yeah.
you know, from Ray Dutton, a great fullback, you know, Dennis O'Neill, for me, one of the best things ever when
Yeah.
Dennis, pity that he, you know, the injuries he come through, but God, in his head, did he play in the World Cup with us? He could go like lightning and, you know,
Yeah.
he'd get around men and when he went to. Yeah, Dennis was a great player, I think, with Dutton, you know. I mean, we've had other good players, you know, Mary Aspie and all them, but they never reached the height
Wasn't
of
they
him,
now?
like, you
Yeah.
know. I mean, you like Tony Farr's gone through and all as another international, you know,
Yeah.
with his place regular and things. And, you know, Mick Adams, of course, you see, I wouldn't forget Mick. And really, Mick, even though Mick was good, he couldn't make his team in was in the first team when we were on tour, you know what I
Yeah,
mean? He was on the tour
like a
with us.
squad player, though.
But he did. He was on the bench type of thing in that, you know. Mick was a good guy. You know, was a great player. I think he was a good player. Obviously, you know. I mean, he was a good footballer, Mick, and he was got about the field. He could kick a ball and everything. You know, so, yeah. Lots of good lads. You forget him really well. You know, obviously look at Frank Marlon. You saw people to forget
No,
what's
that's
happening
it.
about, you know.
Yeah.
It's,
Right, thank you.
you know.
Cheers, mate. Appreciate that.
You've been listening to Trot the Eggin. Thanks to our sponsors, Bardell Sports. Follow us on Twitter @TrotTheEggin and Instagram @Trot_the_Egg_In.